BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And y'all know what we doing? Getting ready for this weekend. It is going down. It is the Queen City Awards. What's up, big dog? You back in the building with us.
Oh, man, I appreciate y'all for having me.
Mr. Glover, how you been, sir?
Man, I'm good. And yourself?
Good. What year is it for the Queen City Awards?
13, man.
Year number 13.
Wow. 13 years. That's what's up. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, man. I appreciate y'all. Keep giving me the platform to let the people know about it.
What? So what kind of categories do you have for the Queen City Awards?
We have male, female group in country, gospel, hip hop, rock. We have like radio station of the year, radio show, model, photographer. But we also implemented two other categories I'm very proud of, which is the Connected to Excellence Award, where we award. This year, we were awarding 26 kids with scholarships.
Oh, wow.
And then we also have the Connected to Educators, where we're awarding six teachers who do well inside the classroom and go above and beyond their job.
That's wow. What's up. So what keeps you going, man? 13 years in, what keeps you going to keep bringing this to the Queen City and Sorrento?
It's a lot of dope talent out here, man, and just trying to be the glue to kind of keep everything together. I kind of know some everybody out here, from you guys to different people, and I just feel that we got to keep it going because, you know, everybody always say this is next Atlanta. I just believe it's the first Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just trying to, you know, just be a staple in the community to make sure people have something to believe in and to be able to come to and, you know, to build off of.
Where do you see the Queen City Awards going from here?
Oh, it's going to be national, man. Like I said, one of the biggest things, I got a lot of people from out of town really paying attention now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the baby winning 3 years, then him going on doing what he's doing. Like Little Richie, we're retiring him this year. So he has a lot of different buzz around him. It's starting to really branch out a lot more, where we get a lot more media coming from out of town trying to see who's the next baby or whatever the case may be. So, like, some of the phone calls we got this year has really been amazing, man. And like I say, it's a platform to just showcase all our genres of music because, you know, the scene isn't the biggest scene out here, whatever, but people really pay attention.
All right, Queen City Awards, where is it going down?
This Saturday at Oasis Shrine, a red carpet starts 6 to 7, show 7:15 to 10:15. And then right after, we're doing a thing called Media Palooza, where we have 25 different media outlets doing interviews.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
A lot of these cats just need more interviews, more situations. They had the music or whatever, but maybe not the platforms to be able to get it out at.
Mm-hmm. So, do you got to buy tickets or how?
You got to get the tickets on queencityawards.com. I don't know how Larry be up this early just with all this energy. That's a different type of breed, but you know, queencityawards.com. And like I said, always remember that, you know, the proceeds go towards our Connected Excellence Scholarship Fund. That's what a lot of people tend to not realize, you know, that's how we're able to give these scholarships away to the kids and do the different things throughout the years that we do. We like to reward the people for the entertainment, whatever, but it's always with a community base.
One thing I noticed you added, I think over the last 2 years, was the podcast of the year. So, big, big shout out to you for doing that, because there's a lot of, you know, individuals out here that's doing, but they're doing it on an independent basis. So mm-hmm. Shout out to them and everybody who put work into their podcast.
Yeah, they be putting that work in, man.
Yeah, they definitely do. So shout out to them. But then shout out to you too for recognizing that.
Oh, man. Like I said, we just try and keep our ears to the street and see what's going on, man. And like I say, it's a platform. So every year we probably get 15 different categories people want us to add, but it just has to make sense.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just be, you know, I'm getting a lot of graphic designers now. You know, I'm like, it just has to make sure it supports the category, especially when you're already giving away 39 awards.
Woo, that's a lot of awards.
Jeez.
You got people performing at the awards this year? Who's performing?
We got actually Johnny Blaze, she coming in town to perform. We got Lil Richie's performing for his retirement. We have a cat named B. Sincere's a dope singer, Nazar. We have a young lady named Greta Rose. We have a lot of different genres performing. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a real dope show. So if you come out, it's going to be something on stage that you like. I tell everybody it's like no other award show. It's not just a urban, not just a Caucasian, whatever. It's a real good mix.
All right. So it's going down Saturday.
Saturday.
What time?
Red Carpet 6 to 7, show 7:15, 10:15, Media Palooza 10:15 to 12 o'clock.
And where?
Oasis Shriner, 604 Doug Mays Place. Over in the university area.
All right. Right over there near the Costco's.
Come get a real bargain.
Graduated high school over there.
Thank you, man. We salute to you, and man, salute to what you're doing.
Appreciate y'all as well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.